Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Four-man pressure. Williams down the sideline. Intercepted! Quincy Riley leaping in front to make the pick. His first NFL interception.
Got to get through your progressions a little bit quicker. Here's one on the comeback. Here's two that's going to be on the deep end if those are covered. Here's your check down, number three. Quincy Riley just sits on this, and Caleb Williams stares all the way at him.
That was Kevin Kugler and Daryl Johnston on the call for Fox Sports. As we know, the Bears were able to win their fourth game in a row for the first time since 2018 over the Saints. And this is Rahimi Harrison-Grody on 670 The Score. And as we discuss that Bears-Saints game, we've talked a lot about the run game and how successful it was in the 26-14 win. We've talked about how they remain the only NFL team to have scored at least 21 points in each of their six games. All of those things are good. To get nitpicky, we can talk about how the quarterback only completed 15 passes. I think it's okay when you consider that the team ran for 244 yards. That takes me back to a box score I would see in the 90s or something like that. But in this case, when we're evaluating Caleb Williams and trying to figure out what this means for his future, we're going to do this game to game, and it's going to be one of those types of thought processes.
We are following the development of Caleb Williams because that's the most important thing. In my mind, when you talk about the Chicago Bears and their future, they have the head coach in Ben Johnson. I'm 100% on board. That's never wavered. And now it's just a matter of, can Ben Johnson bring out the best in Caleb Williams? And I think the answer is yes, but how long is it going to take? That becomes the question. I'm very comfortable with saying back half of the season, Caleb should look like a much better quarterback than he did in the front half.
And I think this is what's going to happen. It's going to be some sort of not linear necessarily, but a progress that takes twists and turns when you're trying to unlearn bad habits, perhaps unlearn what made you great in college and how to translate that into the NFL, and then how that's going to look day in and day out. The beauty of it is football is a team sport. If you have the quarterback right, yes, that unlocks everything for you in the league. We don't have to tell you that. But it is of note that he completed just 17 passes against Washington and just 15 passes against New Orleans. And he did have passes batted down against the Saints. He also threw for an interception. He only has three on the season. Spencer Rattler threw three interceptions in the game. But when we're considering how we try to evaluate QB1, this is all important data. We asked Tim Jenkins, Marshall did yesterday. Tim is our quarterback guru. About Caleb Williams being in a slump and his issues when it comes to doing something that we know he does best in throwing on the run.
You know, you have to be borderline narcissistic arrogant, right, to play that spot. You know, like Andrew Luck had a really great long article about retiring and like the kind of toll it takes to be a quarterback in the NFL on, I think, like maybe borderline not healthy thoughts about yourself, right? Like nobody wants to, you know, work with someone who's always thinking about themselves simultaneously. Like if you're going to be under center in the NFL, you need to be doing that. So then when you hear a guy say, hey, man, I don't feel great on the run. Yeah. How much of that feeds itself, I think, is a really big question that I don't think we contemplate enough when it comes to sports psychology and the things that go into actually performing, you know, on that stage. What I'll tell you is from just a quarterback evaluator standpoint, Caleb on the run has always been a the best term for this. He's always been just the best kid on the playground. Like, I don't think he's ever done anything from a, you know, hey, he's technically perfect, right? Like, he's always done more or less like amazing throws. Like, his chest is flat to the line of scrimmage versus maybe his, you know, off shoulder pointing at his target. He's always done stuff where it's like, man, he's almost doing it in spite of his mechanics. So what I would argue is, I think there's, you know, if he feels like he's in a slump, I would argue that just some like old school, hey man, get your shoulder to the target a little bit. Hey, let's get our J step right to where my back inseam is pointing at my target. Get my weight a little bit going forward, not necessarily completely horizontal. I think some of that stuff could actually help him, which is funny because it's like the same thing, you know, you'd be talking about with a younger quarterback. But when you're as skilled as Caleb is, like, I don't blame guys for not, you know, touching him mechanically, because it's like, why would you? Like, he hits all his spots. There's no need. Don't mess with it. You know, don't fix something that's not broken. With that being said, if he's starting to say, hey, man, I feel like this part of my game is broken, I think a return to some of the old school fundamentals could really help him more or less snap out of that slump that he feels like he's in.
It was very valid. I know the afternoon show followed up talking about all of those things that we discussed with Tim Jenkins. I think it is very hard to have to, not only after a season in the NFL and after having a very successful college career, Heisman Trophy, as we mentioned, $10 million in NIL, the most successful NIL to date of a quarterback when he made that money at the time. I say that to compliment his accomplishments. That this is going to be tough for him. Adjusting to the NFL is tough for any quarterback. But when you're trying to figure out who you are and some of the things that you do well are not things that work in the league structurally, schematically, principally, it's going to take some time to recalibrate.
It's understandable if his brain's a little scrambled right now. A couple of things. As you said, or as Tim said, he's always been like the best guy on the playground as far as just getting it done, doing it spectacularly in a fashion that wows people. But to understand, you're no longer in college. Now, here's what I'll say. He's faced adversity before. His last season in college did not go how anybody really planned. But he was able to work his way through that and still be the number one overall pick in the NFL draft, in large part because the potential is there, even if the season didn't materialize in the way that he thought it would.
Yeah, if you're redrafting the quarterbacks in that draft, some people are taking Jaden Daniels before Caden Williams.
One of them is taking Bo Nix.
Yeah. Sean Payton is probably taking Bo Nix. But it's not like it's an overwhelming change, even through that lens, with this small of a sample size.
Yeah, the thing I'm saying is, with him specifically, having gone through the adversity of that, he understands what failure feels like. Mm-hmm. But to come into that first year in Chicago and not get what he probably viewed as the support, what we all viewed as the support that he needed to succeed in year one as a quarterback in the NFL, but to
that
still put
he
up,
deserved.
Yeah, that he deserved. But to still put up like numbers that weren't bad. It wasn't a bad rookie season by any stretch of the imagination. It's just that other guys existed in your same situation, different context, because they had different coaching staffs, front offices, all of that. And now to get with a coach and Ben Johnson, who's saying, okay, we want to fix this. Here's all the things you need to work on. You need to work on your cadence. You need to work on the way that you approach the game from an attitude and body language standpoint. And we're going to make these simple throws be the thing that we do, because 70% is the number. And the wow throws are nice, but you got to be Clark Kent more than your Superman in my offense, for my offense to work and for us to be good as a team. And I think it played out that way this past week in such a way that's why he came out of the press conference like, yeah, I wasn't good enough. I'm not good. Just imagine when I am good, what we're going to have. And I think now it's a humbling experience to kind of reset yourself. If you're Caleb Williams, it's like, okay, I submit and surrender to you, Ben Johnson. What needs to change and how can we get through this together?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's it. And frankly, as I said before, he spoke with the most urgency after a game that I had ever heard him have. And the good part is it's after a win. The good part is Ben Johnson knows that this hasn't been a complete team win yet, and they're 4-2. That's the good part, because your defense is played out of its mind. You set out to establish a run game. You did. Like, we're not used to talking about Bears teams that actually achieve goals. Simple goals.
I think that the beautiful thing, as we talk about Caleb Williams and the way he's responding to maybe his worst game of the season here on Raheem Harrison Grody, is the fact that he's admitting that things are changing for him.
But what I was going to say is, when you look at it through that lens, it makes mistakes a lot easier to take. Not just for people talking about them like you and I seated in these chairs or fans, but it makes it easier for players. They know that they can make mistakes and they can learn from them at a reasonable rate. They don't have to punish themselves as much, because the fate of the game wasn't necessarily in their hands on this one play or this other play. They have the wins to be able to give Caleb Williams some breathing room. That's what a good team can do. The best teams I know in any sport have rosters built with enough room to take risks when they want to. I'll use Arturas Karnišovas, Denver, and Nikola Jokic in the second round as a good example. I'll use the 49ers taking a risk on Trey Lance and withstanding it as a good example. Those are the teams where, when they take a risk, it doesn't turn into a catastrophic chain of events, because they're built for that risk. The same can be said during games. When you want to take a shot downfield and maybe you throw an interception, but it's okay because your team is good enough and you know they're going to get a stop. And that's part of it for Caleb Williams. You wanted to establish a screen game. Chase Young told you no. You wanted to try to force a ball to Roma Dunze. You throw an interception. Guess what? It's okay. You're going to have more opportunities. You're going to have more opportunities to learn and grow. What did we see out of DJ Moore, the connection for 28 yards on a simple post or slant? That's the kind of stuff that's a play in structure. It's basic. It's simple design. Did it get the job done? Did it go for an explosive? Yes. And that's where a lot of this can come into play. You can hang your hat on some stuff and you don't have to feel as bad about making the mistakes, because the mistakes won't kill your team as much.
Winning is the perfect cover for when things are going wrong as a quarterback, a young quarterback at that. And I think we're seeing that play out in real time, because if they hadn't won the game on Sunday, we'd be having a very different conversation about Caleb's impact on the game.
So I wondered aloud on our show if Caleb Williams throwing an interception ended up affecting him in the game, because he's talked so much about how he doesn't like to throw them, and really about how he takes pride in taking care of the ball. It's more so that. And Mark Grody asked Caleb Williams about how much an early interception does affect him in a game. Mark did this yesterday.
You were pretty critical of yourself after the last game. Yep. Now that you've reviewed the tape, practice a couple days, what more can you add to that? Anything different from it? Anything better?
No. I mean, I think you go back and watch. I think there was a few passes that we. Just didn't connect on, that would have made it feel a lot better and look a lot better. And then on top of that, not throwing a pick would have made it feel a lot better. You have those games, you have those moments, and it's like I said, after it's being able to, figure out what maybe the issue was, or what was, that feeling was. And then if you ever start to have a moment like that, or, a game like that, you know that moment, you know the feeling, and you snap out of it, or you figure out whatever you have to do to get out of it, and you go help your team win a game.
You don't throw a lot of picks. Does that affect you? Like
wrong picks?
In the moment of the game, like, is it harder for you to get over that?
No, it bothers me more when I miss a pass rather than throwing a pick, weirdly enough, because it's it's something wide open or I didn't give the receiver, you know, a good enough ball or anything like that. That bothers me more than throwing a pick. Those moments happen where you throw a pick and, we got the defense, special teams, to be able to help in those moments. And from there, when we get back on the field, it's time to roll.
That's Caleb Williams, and you heard Mark Grody. That was from yesterday's press conference at Hallis Hall. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, and the segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. So he says that interceptions don't bother him enough as much as not executing a pass that he wants back.
Aren't those the same thing, though? Isn't that just a version of the interception itself not executing?
Yeah, but I think he means, like, if there was a throw to a guy wide open and they miss it and it's not intercepted. But you're right.
That's a good.
They're both the same thing.
At the same time, that is a good attitude to have if that's how he truly feels about it, because I agree with him. When I'm watching him play and he throws an interception, I'm like, all right, well, depending on the coverage and what it was, I'm like, all right, that happens. But as far as wide open guy in the flat, hit him. That's what frustrates, I think, all of Bears fans and people who are following the games.
Well, or when you do have somebody downfield and maybe you miss the read, like that's an issue too. I want to see him take two shots in a game downfield.
One and a half, not more.
I at least want to see him just loft it downfield at least once. Yeah. In each half. I feel like that's fair. Good things happen when you do that. If the ball gets intercepted, you live to see another day with this defense right now.
Maybe I'm old school, but anytime it's second and two or shorter, I'm like, all right, you can take a shot now.
Yes, you
can take a shot. Take a shot.
Yes.
And that's especially when you're, say, between the 40s.
Or first and five off a penalty.
Yeah. When you're between the 40s, is like, that's when you're looking to get the chunk. Get in field goal range right now, if not score. Just get
GTC,
in field goal range.
GTC, get the chunk.
Get the chunk. Is that, are we writing that? I'm putting on t-shirts. GTC, the chunk.
I'll work with it. Like the song, get the chunk.
Maybe I'll just get a picture of chunky peanut butter with the big chunky on the label and just put it on a t-shirt and just wear that chunky.
Chunky.
Are you team chunky or creamy?
Depends on how I feel. I can do either. But I mean, I love chunky because I feel like that's the wrinkle, right?
I think I'm team creamy. Yeah. I don't mind the chunk, but I'm team creamy.
I think if you, it depends on how often you have peanut butter. If you have peanut butter all the time, let's say you have peanut butter once a week, right? And then like on the fourth or fifth week, it's chunky. I'm like, okay. But if I hadn't had peanut butter in months and you hit me with the chunky, I'm like, the creamy probably would have done it.
It is what you're saying.
Yeah. I ration it like I rationalize most of my thoughts, I'm highly analytical and like, how can I appreciate this moment the most?
Marshall's brain is a series of cubby holes. And in those cubbies, there are various topics printed on paper.
It's a route tree. And I don't call for the deep ball often on my route tree in the way I think.
I want it once a half. Oh, 512 says Dave Wanstead used to tell his OC to throw it deep at least once per half to take the top off the... Take the top off the defense is a phrase that I learned from our friend Randy Moss.
It's like Sean
Randy Moss is who told me about taking the top off the defense, and then he did. And then he did often. And that's exactly where it comes from. That is the whole process to my philosophy. And you know what? You can even yell. You can yell it as you're throwing the ball. Randy Moss! Just take
like
the shot.
Yelling if Kobe?
If I could throw, like, yes, it's 100% like yelling Kobe. If I could throw like Caleb Williams, where he threw at the point that he threw that deep ball a couple games ago, where it was, 62 yards in air, and it was the longest ball in air that any quarterback had thrown in the league, do it.
Yeah, I think it's about keeping people honest. That's why you show the bunt. That's why if you're a mid-range shooter, eventually you got to take it to the rack. You got to keep your defense honest sport.
I'm going to tell you a lot of my philosophies are in line with Dave Wanstead because his team is how I grew up watching football.
Mango?
Yep, that too. I love Mango. I'm more of a Yingling girl myself than IC, but, Mango's good for a lot of things.
Also, 773 makes an excellent point. Exactly. If he throws a pick going deep, oh well. Also, deep shots downfield can lead to pass interference penalties, especially with the officiating these days. It's worth the shot.
Yeah, that's it. Sometimes your best offense is penalties. And for the Saints in that game, for a lot of the time, their best offense was Bears penalties.
Four first downs by penalty.
Yuck. So, yes, that's an excellent point about drawing a PI. We're not even there yet. We are there when it comes to fantasy football. We will check in with our man, the guru himself, Paul Charchian. Charch with fantasy advice for your weekend coming up starting tonight. That's next on Raheem Harrison Grody on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.